Welcome back to Jaguars Central. The Jaguars pick is in the first round. The 29th overall selection is Taven Bryan, the defensive lineman from the University of Florida. J.P. Shadrick with John Osier. A name that we didn't hear a lot of in all the mock drafts leading up to this NFL draft, but Taven Bryan coming up the road from Gainesville.
Well, and a big reason you didn't hear a lot of him is most mocks, most analysts project him a little ahead of the Jaguars. And we didn't, you know, most people analyzing this were talking about offense coming in. And I thought it was going to be a fascinating night to see if they went long-term, which this is a long-term pick in terms of this is building the defense up for the future. And it's a different pick than people thought.
Well, let's go right outside in the hallway outside of the draft room. Ashlyn Sullivan has more.
Hi, you're in. Ashlyn Sullivan here with Tom Coughlin. The Jaguars just selected Taven Bryan at 29. What stood out about him that he had to be a part of this team?
He's an outstanding three-technique defensive lineman, penetrator, run to the ball, great effort, 6'5", 293, ran 4'8", something for the 40. We like his aggressiveness. We like a lot about him. We think he'll fit in very well, and he has position flexibility as well. He was a three-technique. We think he can also play at the big end.
A bit of a surprise to some that you went defense the first round. You've preached the past few weeks, best player available. Was he the best player on the board?
Yes, he was. And we felt back about 8 or 9 picks that some people that we had selected, someone would be there when we picked. Some of the names started to come off, obviously, but his name was there, and we thought he has some traits that you can't coach, you can't teach. So we thought he'd be a real good fit for our room.
It's past 11 o'clock.
It is.
The past 10 years, this team has picked in the top 10. Is that different right now?
I don't know. I've only been here one, and we did pick for sure last year at the fourth position in the first round. So it's a long wait. Believe me, you sit there a long time and watch a lot of very good football players go off. But we feel that we've added to our defensive team and our football team.
Thanks so much, Tom. Back to you guys.
Ed Ashlyn, thank you very much. Tom Coughlin in the hallway outside. He's about to head down for a press conference. We'll carry that for you live right here on Jaguars.com as well. Best player on their board at this point. Mm-hmm. They, as you heard Tom Coughlin say there, there were a number of guys on their list that just started going off the board, and Taven Bryan's the guy.
Well, it's going to fascinate people because I thought Will Hernandez would be the pick. People thought offense, and people were thinking they were going to build up the offensive line, and I go after it that way. Taven Bryan, right before we heard him, you heard Tom mention versatility. He can play the big end. He can play inside. They have guys like that, but they obviously like guys like that. They have Malik Jackson who does that. They have Calais Campbell who does that. But guess what? One of those two guys probably isn't going to be here in 2019. We talked a lot, JP, before the draft about this being, was it going to be a go after it now on offense and get better? It's what everybody thought. There was also the thing out there of best player available and the idea that would they start building this defense for inevitable losses? This is a best player available long-term selection. To me, sets the tone for the franchise going forward. If they had gone offense, then you were going after this year big time. You were trying to build and develop through the draft.
Taven Bryan, 6'5", 291-pounder from Casper, Wyoming, a one-year starter at the University of Florida. Let's go down the hallway. Tom Coughlin's press conference.
Outside on the field?
Running 40s.
I would like to see that.
Would you, though? Would you? Really?
Yeah,
exactly.
It's a long night waiting and watching all those players come off the board. We felt with about 10 picks to go that the names that we had associated with our pick or surrounded our pick, we thought we would have one of those players come to us, but then it looked as if, you know, some of the people that we sort of had prioritized would not be there. But fortunately, when it came our pick, we did have an opportunity to draft Taven Bryan, an outstanding three-technique penetrator,
outstanding athlete who's 6'5", 293 pounds, ran under 5 flat, outstanding quickness, outstanding ability to come off on the ball, has position flexibility in that he can play inside, he can play outside. So we've added another pass rush, penetrating defensive lineman, and he'll fit in very well with our room. We've had phone calls primarily to go back, but we waited to see who was there for us, and then when it was obvious that Brian would be there, then we stayed put.
Tom, there was obviously so much focus that you would maybe go to try to supplement the right side of that offensive line. What tilted it more towards defensive line, where the assumption is you guys are a little bit more stacked?
The value. There were a couple of outstanding offensive linemen that went real early in the draft. And, you know, there was, as I said, we had some people surrounded with a group of, say, 8 to 9 players that we would covet at that spot. And this was the highest rated player when it came time for us to pick. And so we, as stated earlier, we certainly were going to be hopefully value matched up. But this is good, a good circumstance for us because we again strengthen with another outstanding player, that defensive line room.
Can you clarify that? Did you say that he was the highest rated player you still had on your board?
Yes.
At that point?
Tom, what was it like getting to meet Taven, and what did you sort of learn about him in the process that you liked about his personality and his approach to the game?
Well, we studied the heck out of him on tape, and we had him here and visited with him. We talked to him. We interviewed him in the room with Doug, Dave, and I and the scouts. And, you know, he's an interesting young man, and he's a personality. He has energy. He has enthusiasm. He's obviously very much focused on his game, and that appealed to us as well.
Do you have an idea where you're going to start him at this point?
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. He played the 3-technique spot, so.
What do you like about how he can play both spots?
He gets off. He's powerful. He gets off on the snap. He penetrates. He causes problems. He can turn and run down the line of scrimmage either way. He's athletic.
His sack totals and tackles for loss weren't huge. Mm-hmm. Do you guys see a guy on tape who was double-teamed off?
Some, you know, and like all young men, he had good games. He had not so good games. But what you studied and what you like and what you use as a criteria, he has that.
Were you pretty much fixated on getting a lineman, regardless of which side of the ball it was?
Not necessarily.
When you talk about value, is the size, he's 6'5", Calais is 6'8". Malik is 6'8". Does the size come into that? Because everyone always says, when in doubt, just draft a big person.
Well, certainly you're not going to pick a 180-pound defensive lineman. So, yeah, size certainly enters in. But there's a lot more to it. His athleticism, his speed, he ran very well. You know, he showed his athleticism in Indianapolis at the Combine. He had a very good workout there. He's somebody you can't help but watch. Just put the tape on, and sooner or later, he's going to pop out at you.
Tom, his numbers at the Combine stood out. Was there any one of those that stood out, maybe that vertical or his – they're all –
You name it.
Yeah. His 40, everything.
Verticals, direction changes, you know, certainly his shuttles, all that.
You've spoken a lot in terms of athleticism and energy and personality. What about from the standpoint of character, leadership, things like that?
He's a solid young man. I mean, there's no issues there. With his personality, you know, he's one of those guys that's a weight room guy. So, you know, in the weight room with that group of defensive linemen, I'm sure there's a lot of camaraderie. You expect a guy to come in and kind of get a feel for the room and watch the guys. You know, if I was a young man going into that room, I'd be
getting Calais's coffee. You know, I'd be learning everything I possibly could learn from a great pro like him.
Tom, Tevin seemed to insinuate at his pro day that he had wished Florida's strength program had been a little bit better. Is he, you guys view him as an ascending player, someone who could maybe still add more muscle, that sort of thing?
Oh, sure. Yeah. And his game's in front of him.
Very good.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Tom.
Tom Coughlin, the Executive Vice President of Football Operations for the Jacksonville Jaguars, after the Jags make the pick of Taven Bryan in the first round from the University of Florida. One-year starter for the Gators. It's an interesting room here in Jacksonville because you got some guys coming up in the next couple of years on that line. Calais Campbell, who, he's still obviously playing at a high level last
pretty
year.
Good.
Very high level. Marcel Darius, who knows how long his contract situation will be here. At some point, you got to re-sign the pass rusher, Yannick Ngakoue, who is modeling uniforms tonight here. So, in the next year or two, there are going to be some changes that just naturally occur in that room.
Well, what you look at is you figure Calais Campbell and Malik Jackson at times play in that interior pass rusher role. From my listening to Tom, this is a kid who gets upfield quickly, who makes plays the three technique, and also pop outside to the end. Feels like they'll have him in that position. You would think, if you look at the salary cap, Calais and Malik, a pretty low chance that both of those guys will be back in 2019. We talked about this beforehand. We wondered if they would try to fill those. It's hard to project before the draft. Now you can see it's what they did. Interesting to me, JP, Tom talked at the very beginning about as it got down to close to about 10 guys out, they thought they felt good about their pick.
All right. Let's go out in the hallway now. A little more. Ashlyn Sullivan has general manager Dave Caldwell.
Ashlyn Sullivan here with Jaguars general manager Dave Caldwell. Why Taven Bryan? Why does he need to be a part of this team?
Well, he's a young defensive lineman, and he's a guy we had the highest grade on at the point in time. And to put him in a rotation with Calais Campbell, Malik Jackson, Marcel Darius, Yannick, and all those guys, Avery Jones, I think we found that that's a strength of our team, and we want to keep it a strength of our team, not only for next year but for the years to come.
So many people had the Jags picking offensive lineman, tight end, even wide receiver. Why defense?
I'm not sure. They didn't consult with us, obviously. But I think it came down to, and we said this all along, we filled a lot of our needs in free agency, and we could take the best player available. So this isn't just a pick for next year, but for years to come.
And with this pick, so many people have said that the Jaguars have the best defense in the league. Does this solidify that side of the ball?
No, I think what happens in training camp and from now in the offseason, and you know, we still have to put the work in, and the guys have to come together and gel and play together as a unit. We look good on paper right now, but that's all it's worth. So we have to come in and do the work we did last year and remember how hard it was through training camp and in the offseason to be the best defense in the league.
Thanks, Dave. Back to you guys.
Okay, Ashlyn, thank you very much. Dave Caldwell, general manager there. Something to note here. I mean, this is a defense that's already pretty darn good in the National Football League, especially that defensive line, arguably the best in the league last year.
Yeah,
and
Dave wasn't going there.
No, he wasn't, was he?
No, but he wasn't going to say they were the best.
But they've just added a piece in the first round to arguably the best defensive line in the league.
Well, and he said it off the top. That's the strength of our team, and we want to keep it the strength of our team. And there is a school of thought that's what you do. If you think you're really good on the lines, you know, Tom Coughlin likes to be good on the offensive and defensive line, JP. I don't know if you knew that or not, but
that's
kind of his
kind
thing.
Of a theme around
so
here.
So, yes. You know, not surprising. If you think about the great Giants teams he had come at you in waves, interchangeable parts, very dominant on the defensive side of the ball. They clearly want to stay that way. Dave also said a pick for years to come. We went back and forth. Was this going to be a draft that they drafted for right now or for the future? They answered that question. And clearly, when they were talking before the draft about, hey, we feel like in free agency we got all of our stuff done. We got the needs filled. You wondered if that was smokescreen. You wondered how seriously they would take that. Mm-hmm. Clearly, they think they can go line up, and they think they're very good as they're starting 22, because this kid is not going to be in the starting 22. He's a rotational guy, make you better deep, certainly will play, but you don't have to have him play. So this shows you they think they got it done in free agency, and they're building for the future.
Let's go back down the hallway. Dave Caldwell's press conference after the first round pick.
Oh,
Well, you guys obviously know who we selected, but it was just, you know, we came into the off season with a plan and free agency to try to solidify as many needs as we could, and we felt like we did that so we could be at 29 and pick the guy we had rated the highest. And at the end of the day, a young man out of Gainesville via Casper, Wyoming, that was the highest guy on our board, and that's who we took. There was some discussion, but different positions. But he was the guy that we had highest rated. We had a group of four individuals there, and he was the last of four. And then we had a little bit of a tier below where there's a couple other guys.
All four of those guys get picked?
They did.
This situation, too, where maybe eyes to beyond 2018, 2019, in terms of what you deal with on the
other side? Sure. I think anytime your first round pick, you would like that's a pick that you'd like to be around for a long period of time. So. It's not just this year, but we hope that he can help us. He's very versatile, so he could play multiple positions for us. And you've seen how Philadelphia played defense in the Super Bowl and throughout the year and how we did last year. And we want to keep a rotation going. We want to keep our guys fresh. And this is a guy that can play, you know, the big end for us. He can play inside and as a three technique. And he's an explosive guy, and he can make a difference.
You also got some big money coming up with some of those defensive linemen.
Yeah, but that's not we can handle that. It's it was more of this is a guy that in that wave is going to make a difference for us, we hope.
How much did the local day visit play into you guys?
Well, we didn't interview him at the combine, so those guys from Florida State, we try not to interview those guys in double dip, so we try to bring him in and meet with them face-to-face. And he did a nice job. He sat down and he's very honest, very you guys will probably enjoy talking to him. But we spent a lot of time with him and throughout the day, and we knew he was a good kid. We knew he was a tough, hard-nosed, good worker and all that stuff. So we feel like that he's kind of a player that's on the come, too. He, from the Texas A&M game on, kind of started to really come into his own and really started to play at a high level.
Did you think Campbell played too many snaps last year?
No.
That
no. No, I think whenever at that position, the more depth you can have, the better off you're going to be. We got Dwayne Smoot coming back, too, who plays in that rotation. And obviously, our two rush ends and Yannick and Dante, but this is a guy that we hope will get some snaps.
Brian doesn't have those dominant numbers, you know, big sack numbers. Is that a guy, a lot of double teams is he facing?
Well, it's a lot of double teams. It's he's a three technique. He's a defensive tackle, so generally those guys don't have those numbers. But he's a disruptive force, and if he's not making the play, he's spilling it to another player.
From a technique standpoint, where do you think he can most improve and kind of go through his
day? Yeah, I think obviously pad level and being able to keep his pad level low. He's a very good athlete. And, you know, from an athletic standpoint, he's in the upper percentile of top athletes in the league. But he's got good size. He's 6'5", 295 pounds plus, right around there. And we feel like that just technique-wise, and he's young, you know, so he's a three-year player at Florida, so he still has room to grow. He just turned 22 years of age.
At his pro day, he said he didn't grow up watching football or anything like that. Do you get the sense that he loves football?
I do. We do. And the way he works at it, the way he trains, and, I mean, he grew up, he's a blue-collar kid. He grew up working for his dad. He grew up, you know, laying concrete and doing a lot of things like that, so... he may not have a lot of time to watch football, and obviously a different interest. So, I believe so. Yeah.
What surprised you about the first round overall?
There wasn't a ton of surprises. I think the players went that we felt like would go. There wasn't any outlandish picks, and it was interesting seeing all those trades for quarterbacks and what four in the top 10. And probably the biggest surprise was back-to-back centers. I don't know for you statisticians. I don't know when the last time that happened in the first round. So. Be very interesting. But
you mentioned value. How much does that go into the second, third round now tomorrow in terms of value compared to where you're picking?
Well, we'll look at our needs. We'll look at where we feel like we still have some, you know, places where we can improve along the offense and defense, and then see what's there. You know, the second round, we've got another 29 picks before we pick, so we'll see how we do.
What about Taven's personality resonated with you when you visited with him?
Well, he's very honest. I say this, I don't, he doesn't have much of a filter. He's going to tell you exactly how he feels and what he thinks. And but he's a good kid, and he's very, I don't want to say he's simple, but he likes ball, he likes to work, he likes to train, and there's no BS about him.
Is
their play in the league right now that he's pretty much similar to, or would you like to shy away from?
I'd like to shy away from those comparisons before we, you know, put him in the Hall of Fame and all that stuff. but yeah, I think let him come in and try to make his own niche, and maybe he'll draw comparisons to future players.
What would be more difficult to assess a guy when you just have 1 year as a starter?
That was
to look at.
That's going to be trouble.
Showdown.
All right, 1, 2, 3, go. All right, what was that?
What are the challenges of grading a guy when he's just got 1 year as a starter like you had with
him? Well, you look at guys, you know, if they spend 5 years at a college and they have 1 year as a starter, you're like, okay, what's the reason behind that? And why are they 1 year starters? Try to shy away from those. Guys that are 3 year players and come out as juniors or true juniors, those are guys where you're more like, okay, you can understand why. You know, he's also had very good players that were very productive in front of him. You know, Bullard and the guy that Cleveland took last year. Caleb Brantley. So he's had good players there. Florida's had some abundance of those players.
What would be fair expectation for him in terms of playing time this year?
You know, we'll see when we get into it. Fair would be to be in some type of the rotation and wherever he can make a difference. And obviously, if we can dress 8 guys on game day, you know, and waive those guys and have them play equal amounts, that's the ideal, you know, scenario. But, you know, maybe 20, 30 plays a game.
When you mentioned the other day that this was maybe the most important draft that you guys had, and you talked about maintaining success, was that – people were trying to figure out what that meant. Was that you weren't going to get blinded by going for something that may be a bigger need and passing up a better player to do it?
Correct, yeah. And that's why we did what we did in free agency with Andrew Norwell, with Austin Seferian Jenkins on the offensive side of the ball. We filled some needs there. And then special teams, and then with the cornerback position, DJ Hayden. So we felt like we kind of had we could line up tomorrow and play and not have any glaring holes. We always want to upgrade. We always want to get better. But this allows us to take the best player available at 29, and hopefully what we call a blue-level player at 29 is a good thing, and hopefully he turns out to be that.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, we'll be on the phone in about 1 minute. So
there's the comments of Dave Caldwell, the Jaguars general manager, after the selection of Taven Bryan from the University of Florida, defensive lineman, 1 year starter out of Casper, Wyoming. The nickname, the Wyoming Wild Man at the University of Florida, earned that nickname there. And we'll have that on the defensive line here in Jacksonville very soon.
Yeah. And listening to Dave, it's, you know, 25, 30 plays a game for the guy. This is a depth move. It is a move that says we got everything done in free agency. I'm looking forward to meeting him. I mean, they are, you know, both Tom and Dave have talked about this guy having a little bit of a different personality. So you'll probably get along with him great, JP.
Yeah, right. He's the son of a Navy SEAL, one thing. So the toughness, the discipline, all that has been there throughout his career. It was instilled in him early. And coming from a country background, hey, we're going to go actually now to the phone press conference with the Jaguars media with Taven Bryan.
Excuse me?
You know what? Just grab her. Get this one.
Brooksy, you there?
Brooksy, come on.
The volume was a lot louder.
I still love it when I was out there. Fan fest. What?
Jeez. Good thing I got hands.
We're awaiting the phone press conference with Taven Bryan. He is in Dallas, and we'll have Brian Sexton with him a little bit later as well. He is in Dallas as well, our senior correspondent, but we're awaiting the phoner with the local media down the hallway right now. So the local media, as you heard, is gathered in the defensive meeting room here at Everbank Field, and they will all wait on Taven Bryan to get to the phone in Dallas, and when they do, we'll have that for you live right here. What was that? That was live television, indeed.
That's what you get. You know, and I thought it was interesting when Dave, or it may have been Tom, talked about if he was Taven Bryan, he would be getting Calais Campbell's coffee when he's in. And I think that's going to be a big thing for Taven Bryan, obviously, coming in. This is a defensive line room, you know, out of all the positions on this team, it might be the most experienced defensive line room.
Let's go to the phone press conference now. Taven Bryan on the phone with the media.
Taven, you got us? Taven?
Hey, guys, it's Alex. Are you ready for Taven?
Yep, let's go, Brixie.
Awesome, here you go.
What's up, Taven?
Hello, how you guys doing?
Welcome to Jack. Congrats. Taven, at your pro day, you talked about your impressive tape. Were you expecting to go a lot higher than 29?
Yeah. I was thinking I was going to go a little bit higher. Yes, sir.
Surprised at all to go to the Jaguars, a team that's perceived as having a pretty stout defensive line already?
Yeah. I was honestly actually really surprised. I thought there was no way the Jags were going to pick us because, you know, you guys already got a bunch of Pro Bowlers and a bunch of great players. So, like, I was like, well, they're definitely not picking me. And you guys called me, and it was awesome.
Hey, Taven, what's the level of anticipation to join a group like that and, you know, compete alongside them?
It's just a great opportunity. I mean, there's you know, those guys are Pro Bowlers, and, you know, there's a mix of old and young guys, and, you know, they're definitely good at what they do, you know, seeing the past year. And, you know, I'll just definitely come in and try to learn everything I can from them and, you know, try to pick their brains as much as I can and just try to do as much as I can to help the team out.
How nice is it to stay near Gainesville?
Oh, it's cool. I didn't really expect that. You know, it's only going to be like an hour drive to bring my stuff over.
Tom Coughlin said that you should be getting Calais Campbell's coffee. Are you up for that?
Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I'll see when I get there, I guess.
Hey, Taven, how close are you with Dante Fowler?
I knew him a little bit. He was leaving like during my freshman year, so I knew him a little bit. You know, not crazy close or anything, but I know him and I've talked to him a bit.
Is that someone you might, you know, call sometime in the next few days and sort of just, you know, chat about Jacksonville and about the organization, that sort of thing?
You know, yeah, definitely a contact. You know, from Florida and a good resource.
Taven, they said that you could probably play multiple positions, maybe as many as three. Any preference for you as to where you like to line up?
You know, I'm a little more comfortable. I'm used to three technique more, I would say. And, you know, I'll play end and nose and just play whatever the team needs.
Taven, what were the biggest questions you got from teams about your career at UF?
The biggest questions I got, I mean, I never got any, like, crazy questions or anything like that. I mostly just, you know, got questions like, you know, what kind of person are you, you know, who do you hang out with, you know, that's probably about it.
What do you recall when you were meeting with the Jaguars when you met with them? Anything that stood out? I mean, what's something that stood out that came out of that meeting?
Are you talking about the combine or my visit?
Visit?
I mean, they said they would definitely like to have me, you know, if I'm there. You know, and I was like, yeah, it'd be a good place to come to. Crazy how, you know, things end up, huh?
Taven, did you hear about Jacksonville when the Jaguar defense was sort of having its breakthrough season last year? Is that something you guys paid any attention to in Gainesville?
Yeah, definitely.
In what way did it stand out?
I mean, it wasn't nothing crazy, like, for me to, like, see why they did so well. I mean, they had a bunch of good players, and, you know, they were good in a lot of positions. You know, when you got a good D line, you know, a good secondary, you know, everything seems to make each other better. So, you know, the team wins when everybody helps each other out.
Hey, Taven, you seem to insinuate your pro day that you sort of wish the strength program had been better for it while you were there. Do you feel like getting in an NFL weight room, you're still, I mean, you can put on some more muscle, you're still an ascending player?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna develop a ton when I get up in the this level, and I'm gonna try to push myself so I can definitely do the best I can.
Thanks, Tevin. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
All right, Taven Bryan from the University of Florida with the local media in moments. We're scheduled to have him live with Brian Sexton in Dallas, just outside of the room where he was doing that conference call. We'll get a little more out of the new defensive lineman out of Casper, Wyoming, the Wyoming Wild Man, heading this way.
You think we were surprised? He was surprised. You
know, sounded like it, right?
But it makes sense, because if you're looking at needs, this was not going to be the pick. I think that bodes well, JP. The fact that this kid was not a need makes you believe them when they say this was the best guy on the board. You never know with the draft. But what you want is you're giving it your best shot, your best chance to succeed. They clearly did not need this position, but they thought he was the best player available, and they went after it. I think he'll be better in the one-on-one interview. It's sometimes very tough for these guys on their first conference call, first time in that situation. Again, I'm looking forward to meeting this guy.
Well, we're going to have a little more with him right now. Brian Sexton is in Dallas at the NFL Draft with Taven Bryan.
I'm here with Taven Bryan at Texas Stadium, well, AT&T Stadium in Dallas. Tell us what you're thinking. You were sitting in that room. You mentioned that you were the last guy in there, one of the last guys in there, waiting for your name to be called. What was that like?
It was nerve-wracking, definitely. You know, you're sitting there, you're seeing people go, and, you know, you're just kind of waiting. You're waiting for a call, and, you know, no call happens, and they call the next team, and it gets you.
Mock drafts are mock for a reason. No one knows what's going to happen. But you had been associated with some other teams earlier in the first round. Did you have an idea that the Jaguars had you on their radar screen?
You know, honestly, I didn't think you guys would pick me at all because, I mean, you guys already have a bunch of great players, you know, a bunch of Pro Bowlers, a bunch of great athletes. And, you know, I honestly didn't see it coming at all. I saw the Jaguars, I was like, oh, I'm not going to get picked, you know, so.
Well, both Tom Coughlin and Dave Caldwell told the media in Jacksonville that they spent some time with you, that they thought they knew what you were all about. Do you recall your time spending with them?
It was good. Yeah, I remember spending some time with them, and, you know, they're great guys, and, you know, I enjoyed the time there, and I'm really, really glad I went down and hung out and, you know, really got to know them.
So if you didn't think you were coming to Jacksonville, what did you think when they said the Jaguars select Taven Bryan?
It was a crazy moment, you know. I almost teared up, and I'm not a big crier or anything like that. It was definitely surreal. I'm very happy about it.
People are going to read about you tomorrow. They're hearing about you tonight. You can play inside. You can play outside. You came on late in your career, one-year starter at Florida, who developed. Give us a sense of what people can expect from you.
I mean, they can expect a guy that's going to be accountable. You know, I'll admit when I'm wrong, when I mess up, when I don't do something right. I'll do that to the fans. I'll be a good dude. You're never going to see me in trouble. And I'll just do the best I can to help the team out.
So you come from Casper, Wyoming, pick up the nickname Wyoming Wild Man, and now you stay in Florida. What do you think about that?
That's crazy, crazy. I never thought it'd be like that, but, you know, world's crazy, so.
Big smile on your face. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Taven Bryan, JP will send it back to Jacksonville. He'll be in Jacksonville tomorrow.
All right, Brian. Thanks a lot with Taven Bryan in Dallas.
So
I think you were right, yeah, because the answers there were a little bit different than on the conference call, and he might have a little bit of a personality in there when he finally gets to Jacksonville. It's going to be cool.
Yeah, we got some time. It's a tough situation. When you're on that conference call, I've never been on it, but I've been on the other end quite a bit.
That's right.
And very often it's chaotic. You've got seven or eight writers yelling. In the old days, you used to have veto, so it was really nuts, JP. So, right. I mean, it was good to hear him sort of let loose with Brian a little bit. And again, I look forward to meeting him because when Tom and Dave talk about him having an interesting personality and still take him, I think he's going to be a lot of fun to work with.
We're looking at some film of Taven Bryan from his days down in Gainesville right now here on Jaguars.com. Athletic inside lineman for the Gators, a starter 1 year at the University of Florida. But a guy who can, as we heard earlier from Tom Coughlin, they feel like he can play outside if he needs to. He says he's willing to play anywhere. All these guys pretty much say that. But it looks like he has the ability to move around a little bit if needed.
Well, it sounded like he's comfortable playing both inside and outside. Both Tom and Dave mentioned the versatility. They clearly like that. This is a team that wants to be able to play in waves. They signed Calais to do just that, play inside and outside. So it makes sense that you would want more of that. I thought it was interesting when Tom was speaking that he, I'm paraphrasing, but he said, if you watch the tape of Florida long enough, you start seeing that guy stand out. Again, it's clear that they're picking 29. The odds of getting greatness are lower there, but your odds of getting greatness are higher if you don't reach. They clearly don't think they're reaching for this. This is not a guy who has to come in and play right away, probably won't come in and play right away.
Right.
So on that front, it feels like a pick that can work out.
Okay, that'll do it for our coverage for now on the first round of the NFL draft here on Jaguars.com. Taven Bryan is the pick from the University of Florida, the defensive lineman, scheduled to be here tomorrow. We'll have coverage of his initial press conference and all the running around here at EverBank Field, and then rounds 2 and 3 on the books tomorrow night. We'll have coverage of each and every draft pick right after every Jaguars pick over the next 2 days and the final 2 days of this NFL draft. So Taven Bryan coming to Jacksonville. That'll do it for tonight's coverage on Jaguars.com.